thank you all for joining me in the Confidence Corner. I'm Ron Fry, and I have such a wonderful, lighthearted message for you today. Okay, so think back to your earliest childhood memory. Think about the young version of yourself, the one before the trauma, the one with the constant smile. That version of you that lived in fantasy before reality chin-checked you. Yeah, that's the one. Wow, have we all changed. Back when we were children, we were all explorers. We were navigators, risk takers. We were creators and destroyers. We were healers and instigators and problem solvers. The most interesting part about how we all were is that we were all fearless. Children are born fearless. Any parent can attest to that. And I often refer to a story that everyone knows to draw a clear line between the then and now. Peter Pan. Now, I know that you've at least seen one of the movies or at least read the book. So just for a little backstory, Peter Pan is a child like we all once were, and fearless to say the least. And aside from being magic, he refused to grow up. Peter was full of magic, and for the sake of understanding, all this magic was truly an extreme amount of potential inside him, as we all had as children. So why doesn't Peter Pan want to grow up? So in the story, there were adults that he came into contact with, mainly one. We all remembered his name was Captain Hook. So if Peter is anything like how we were as kids, nobody wanted to be Captain Hook. He was old and he showed even dismemberment of his hand. It was caused by a massive monster of a crocodile that so happened to have swallowed what? A clock. Tick tock, tick tock. Did you guys put that together? When you grow up, time, the crocodile, not only follows you, but it takes a part of you. So Peter Pan looks at really the only adult example he interacts with and rebukes the thought of coming anywhere close to the tyrant that Captain Hook is. So where does he go? What does he do since he refuses to grow up? He then becomes the king of the lost boys. How ironic. But before I dive too deep into the personification of this story, I want to hold on to what was portrayed as Peter Pan's confidence. As long as he stayed a kid, then everything would be okay. Understanding that he was going to have to watch his loved ones get old and move on, he chose to stay with a child's heart. People can put off mental maturity as long as they want to. Time will catch up. But there's one thing that Peter Pan got right. His heart. His passion, his fearlessness, his thirst for exploration, his willingness to stand up and fight for what he believed in. And this, my friends, is what I want you to find within yourself, a child's heart. What caused you to lose your confidence? You weren't born like that. Something or someone has reframed your confidence within you. And we want to go back as far as we can so that we're not victims of our pasts. You didn't just wake up one day and didn't have confidence. As kids, it was trial and error. The saying is you have to burn your hand on the stove to know that it's hot, right? But you also have to fall dozens, if not hundreds of times to learn how to walk. But in hindsight, we usually don't go about life like that anymore. We try something and to the disappointment of your childhood heart, you give up on it before you get to learn. The great news is that behind the scars, behind the bruises, and behind the shackles that life's put around your heart, you can change that today. Your confident heart is waiting for you to stand up and cut the chains. All it requires is the confidence of a child to move forward. Having the heart of a child and the tenacity to fall down and get back up. The experiences of your past will either enslave you or liberate you. Free yourself now. Freedom and the need to be liberated has been a tale as old as time. What are your mental and emotional and physical shackles that are holding you in this current mind? That holds you in this current situation? And let me paraphrase by saying, this is not by any stretch saying digress in mentality. Because life requires a level of mental maturity, but we should look to the untainted, clean heart. So if the heart is the child, then the mind is the parent. And when you walk hand in hand, you're more likely to walk along a straight path with all the confidence in the world, knowing that everything's going to be all right. You can love harder in your relationships. How? A child's heart loves unconditionally. You can mend those burnt bridges in your life. How, you ask? The young heart is quick to forgive. We can all attest to the fact that the adult heart holds on to resentment. But for a healthy life and for a positive self-image, they must always work in conjunction. The child must not be left alone and should always have the parent supervising. The young heart should not be running free, but under the protection of a sound, mature mind to make sure that it doesn't get hurt too bad. We should be in constant state of reconciliation of self with yourself. And harmonizing is when these moments happen in confidence. So this week, let's focus on going into the world with a confidence, full heart, and a mature adult mind. As for me, it's always been my pleasure and it always will be my pleasure to share these messages with you. If you like this and want to hear more, subscribe and share to everyone. I love you guys. I'll see you next week with a new message of confidence.